Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. If you're on the shy side but don't act, we know you're not shy, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM Facebook, I say Big Face, Sookbook. Either way, all ears here on your daily program, National Talk About All Yarns. I'm going to jump straight in and talk to two deadly sisters here from our First Nations Foundation. And First Nation Foundation is coming to Cairns and Yarrabah. What is First Nation Foundation? Well, you're going to find out very soon. We have Destiny Jewis, and then she's got a bodyguard here, Maddie Shepherd. Very good morning, girls. How are we?
Good, thank you.
Well, thanks, Trev. Thanks for having us on.
Lovely. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Start with you, Destiny. Who you mob? Where you from, sister?
Yeah, so my family are from the Torres Strait on my father's side. Yes. My mother's side's Aboriginal South Sea.
Yes.
So we're here locally in Cairns, and I work for First Nations Foundation as a project officer, and I'm the project lead for On Country.
Okay.
And, yeah, doing work around community and on a national scale as well.
Good, good, good. Maddie, a non-Indigenous sister, where are you from, sister? Where's Maddie Shepherd from? And give us a bit of background, sister.
Yeah, so I grew up in Melbourne on Wurundjeri land, and I have been lucky enough to live in Darwin in the Northern Territory and in the Pilbara, where I currently am located. Okay. And I've worked all over the NT and in the Pilbara in community.
Yes.
Before recently coming over to First Nations Foundation.
So, okay, lovely. Yeah. Beautiful. Well, thank you, Maddie. Introduction there. Now, First Nations Foundation, who is, what is First Nation Foundation? I'm thinking along the lines of finance. Let's get financially intelligent. This is the vehicle that serves our people out there. How to get, like I said, financially intelligent, getting the money working for you, or create a space where budgeting and working for the future, but having a strong foundation in a finance sense. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. So we're at First Nations Foundation. We are an Indigenous-led organisation. Mm-hmm. We provide financial literacy education to mob around the country. So if anyone is interested, you can check out what we do at firstnations.org.au.
Okay.
And we also go into community to do those face-to-face workshops, but also online.
Yes.
And just really targeting that deficit mindset into positive mindset around money.
Sure.
You know, and the value of money in building intergenerational wealth, and looking at that financial fitness and seeing where you are. So understanding your credit score, budgeting, and we also can tailor the workshops and sessions to meet the participants.
So you help not only organisations, but individuals as well.
Yes.
So we're talking about a young brother who's got a JOB and wants to get financial intelligent, have working money. He can come to you, have a yarn, and you can help set up a program. Is that right? Is that my understanding?
Yeah. So we have our My Money Dream training, which you can access online through our learner portal. So going to our website again, looking up our My Money Dream training, and on there, an individual can sign up, and we have our five core modules, which they can actually go through and get some better understanding. So we talk about our culture and money, the history around money, and our perceptions of wealth, and then leading on to, you know, talking about credit score, loans, what interest rate you should be paying, and really just that in-depth stuff that's not really talked about in community, especially your households. You know, money is a bit taboo, so we try not to speak about it.
We need to speak about it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at it, girls, we work all our lives for a pay packet.
That's it.
You know, so it's an important tool, and money is a tool. Let's get the education how to make this tool work for us.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm picking up, yeah?
Absolutely.
Matty, how long has First Nation Foundation been operating for?
So First Nations Foundation started in 1999 as a credit union and in 2006 moved over to a foundation.
Okay.
So we have grown hugely in the last few years. I think 4 or 5 years ago there was only 3 or 4 team members and we're now a team of 13, I think.
Okay.
So we're growing constantly. We're the only Indigenous-led financial education organisation in Australia.
Okay.
We work in government, but also in community as well.
Okay. Is there a fee for an individual to come to you to help me with my budget?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, fantastic. So anyone out there who's just started a job or just left high school, started in the workforce, or to a 55-year-old who's like 20 years working now and still hasn't got his head around money, come to the table and we'll educate the individual, get a budget in place, and start working towards a plan, so to speak, yeah?
Absolutely. And the events that we have coming up in the next few days is a great opportunity for anyone to come down, have a yarn with any of the staff at First Nations Foundation or any of the service providers that we have as well.
Now, these gatherings are across the country. That's where First Nation Foundation is a national company, yep.
Yes, it is.
So we're talking here in Cairns at the moment. So tomorrow Cairns and then on Thursday Yarrabah, is that right?
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Tell us what is happening in Cairns and Yarrabah in the next couple of days, please.
Yeah, so tomorrow at the Murraway Community Hub on Anderson Street, 86.
Anderson Street.
In Manunda, we will be having a one-stop shop. So there's First Nations Foundation staff available. Mm. We have our partners, the ATO, Services Australia, NAB Bank.
Okay, yes.
We also have super funds. And then you can come down and have questions. Like if you've got anyone in community, come down. We have a barbecue from 11 a.m. If you have any questions, any ask.
Come there for feed.
Come for a feed.
Come for feed and have a yarn.
Feed and some cold drinks.
Any conversation or questions around money, budgeting. We have some fact sheets that we'll be handing out from First Nations Foundation. But for our partners, if you have superannuation, investment questions, ATO tax returns, lost super.
I'm loving that concept, having the partners with you as well. Could you help organising a plan as such?
Mm.
Like we don't plan to fail. We just fail to plan.
Mm.
So you set a plan of attack, but having the partners beside you, like the superannuation, your ATO, how much you get taxed, when can you get a tax return? How does that all work?
Yeah.
So it's just coming there with an open mind, get educated, and virtually working for the entrepreneur thinking that getting the money later on down the track working for you instead of you working for the money.
Absolutely. You know? I think as just a reminder to please bring some ID.
ID, okay, yep.
But if you don't have your tax number, that's okay. We can find it for you.
Okay.
If you don't have a birth certificate, that's all right. We can help you with that as well. So a whole different range of topics and questions, whatever it may be, we can either help you or point you in the right direction.
Lovely. So that's on tomorrow, Cairns at
Murraway
Community Health. And then on Thursday?
We're at the ICANN office. Yes.
ICANN office at Yarrabah.
Yes, based in the shopping.
Well, Yarrabeans, have a listen. If you want to get financially intelligent, go and check the girls out there with First Nations Foundation over at Yarrabah on Thursday. And what time is that happening, girls?
So that's from 9 till 3 for all of our events.
Okay.
All our partners will be available for questions as well.
Yes.
I forgot to mention we do have our Mobstrong Debt Help, Financial Rights Financial Counsellor, but also if I can, if you have any questions around debt or would like to have a yarn with them regarding any bills, they can certainly have those conversations with you.
I always say to my brothers and sisters that they're listening in, debt, do everything but think. That's what debt is. We need to activate the financial sense, get financially intelligent, and get the money working with you. But it's also a discipline thing as well. I mean, ladies, we can set up a plan for an individual, but it's up to them to adhere to that plan.
Absolutely. And I think one of the great things about our organisation is we provide really practical advice.
Sure.
It's not advice like don't have your avocado on toast or don't buy your coffees out. It's things like have a look at your subscriptions. Mm. So you subscribe to 5 different movie streaming platforms that you don't use. Well, that can actually save you $400 or $500 a year.
Sure.
So it's practical things like that we can help sort of work towards just to get that little bit of extra cash back in your pocket.
Yes. We are sometimes our worst own enemy, aren't we? You know what I mean?
That's right.
We are creatures of habit, and 80% of our habits are bad habits. So all we need to do is just to get some good habits in our life.
And it's behavior changing. And I think just having that the courage to actually acknowledge the behaviours, the negative behaviours, and turning those into positives.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't change overnight, but doing those on a daily basis or weekly basis and changing those behaviours, then they turn into a positive, and then you can change another negative behaviour to, you know, build upon that financial resilience as well. So that's really that education and refer on as well. So partnering up with our partners to be able to come and do this in community is for the community. Especially when we go to Yarrabah, we just have our women's session, which is a self-care session, and we also have a traditional weaver during that time. So that will go for an hour, so we can have those discussions in that culturally safe place for women to have a yarn.
Soothe the mind.
Yeah,
mind is open and at ease.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah, fantastic.
And then in the afternoon from 12:30 to 2, we have our financial fitness workshop, which is going to be with Phil, our CEO, and Geordie, our education partnerships
financial
manager.
Financial fitness.
Yeah, and community members can actually come in. So that's all the education we have is based off our modules that we
while
have.
While we're working our budget out, we're doing 10 push-ups.
Yeah.
Paint that picture.
We won't make you do that.
So we We talk about financial fitness instead of the deficit mindset. So working on the, you know, our culture and our kinship, where we sit within our family and how that money can work for us, and the budgeting, looking at your credit score. So we're really that positive side of things, not the deficit mind.
Well, when you're talking about shifting your mind, it could help you in all aspects of your life. I mean, for example, you're talking about a budget. Look, I don't smoke, but I think it's about $50 for a packet of cigarettes.
It's small these days.
Well, there you go.
Absolutely.
So, well, if you look at a basic $50 and you're buying three packets a week, that's $150.
Absolutely.
That could be going for something else, you know.
Yep.
And if you've got that mind shift and that discipline, then before you know it, you're only smoking one packet a week instead of three packets a week.
That's right.
There's more money in your pocket. Before you know it, you're no longer smoking. There's the extra $150 a week.
Yeah.
And it's up to an individual to make that transition and change. We
like
we can only give you the tools and the tips around that with our education. Yeah, but we cannot just go, hey, you got to stop doing this.
But beginning's half done.
Absolutely.
The fact that you're reaching out, you attend these programs, these gatherings that you guys are doing as a First Nations Foundation.
Yeah.
It just gets your mind triggering, you know?
Absolutely. I think writing a budget too can be really difficult. I've always struggled with it until recently when I joined the organisation and did these modules. It actually helped me.
Well, you had to act on it because you're working in a job.
That's very true.
Learn there, Maddie. Learn there, sister.
Absolutely. But I wrote the budget after doing the modules. And you know, we don't learn this stuff in school.
No, you don't. And this should be in school, actually.
Absolutely. Mm. And I've been able to write a budget that I actually stick to now.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. Now, First Nations Foundation, you don't have an office as such, and you guys operate from home, I believe, on the laptop, thanks to www. So that's powerful. And so when you're talking about 13 now staff, that's across the country, all online, virtually operating from home, you could say.
That's it, yeah. So
that's your job from home.
That's it, yeah. So we do a lot of travel and a lot of outreach. But I'm in WA. Desta's here in Cairns.
Yeah.
We're all dotted all over the place, which is amazing because...
Beautiful.
You know, we can make connections and make sure we're doing outreach all over Australia.
So you can have a client online?
Yes, we do. So we do...
You don't have to do face-to-face meetings.
So we do online sessions. We do it with school, health, education, a lot of sporting clubs. It just depending on who it is. And we can, if it's down south, then yes, we can definitely have whoever's down in Victoria to do those face-to-face deliveries.
Exactly.
But I find a lot of... organizations now are working hybrid.
So organizations company can reach out to you guys and to grab their First Nation staff to come to a function with you guys and you can turn up and present and work out a budget.
Absolutely. So it may be that we bring them to a central location, or we can go to them, or we can do it online. But any organisation that's wishing to work with us, either with their staff or wanting to do one of these financial wellness weeks that we're doing up here in Cairns, can reach out to us through our website.
Now, sometimes our finances is a private thing.
Yep.
So when you're talking to a group, there's... questions are asked for the individual.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that in a setting where there's 10 people in the room and I don't want people to know about my business?
So when I facilitate our sessions, or also my work colleagues, that when we do our workshops, we have those one-on-one conversations after we deliver our program.
Okay.
And we find the initial, we try to break down the barriers and open up that culturally safe space.
Sure.
So all our presenters are of First Nations or Indigenous.
Lovely.
And then we also all our cultural relevant content. So all of our
beautiful
content.
Black on black, can't beat that.
Yeah, created by mob for our mob. So really, it's just how we're yarning here. Yarning here now. Yarn to our participants and community.
So we can get out of the habit of saying when we're greeting someone, not hello, how are you? Not hey, Holden. That sort of thing, you know what I mean? Hey, yes. Hey, Holden. Try and greet me first. Fantastic. So First Nation Foundation, got a web page there, girls?
Yeah. Yep. If you,
Our website is www.firstnations.org.au. Sorry, First Nations Foundation.
Foundation, all one word?
Yes. So our name, yep. .org.au. You're welcome to join. We also have our Women's Indigenous Women's Financial Wellness Facebook page and our First Nations Foundation. Also, we have a Facebook page. Sign up to our Wiggly Wealth Yarn and you can see what's happening, sharing some really good money tips and education on our platform.
So there's First Nations Foundation. So all the W's are dot First Nation Foundation, one word, .org.au. Do check it out. Get the information and beginning's half done. If you want to change things in life, brothers and sisters, you need to change things in life. Things don't change if things don't change. Yep. Thank you very much, Destiny. Great to see you again, sister.
Yeah, thank you.
And Maddie, nice meeting you.
It was lovely meeting you.
All the best to you.
Thank
you. And girls, we'll talk soon. So the function here in Cairns tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 3 o'clock at Marawawe.
Yes, Community Hub on Anderson Street.
At Anderson Street, okay.
Manunda.
Crossroad from
Barbecue from 11 a.m. Come for a feed and yarn.
11 a.m. Yeah, okay. And then on Thursday at Yarraba.
That's it.
Again, that's at the ICANN and 9 at the same time, 9 to 3.
9 to 3, yes.
All right. Do check it out, you mob. Ladies, thank you very much. Keep smiling. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Trev.
Awesome. Thank you,
right.
Trevor.
Stay deadly. Too deadly. Stay deadly. Heard that, my sister. So fantastic. First Nation Foundation coming to a venue near you. Happening here in Cairns and Yarraba tomorrow. And, Yarraba on Thursday and Cairns tomorrow. And that's at the Marawawe Hub at Anderson Street and over at ICANN office over at Yarraba on Thursday. So do check it out. Catch up with Destiny and Maddie. And I believe also a big shout out to Melanie Noble, who's part of the team as well, and Melanie Noble, project officer and lead for Financial Wellness Week and First Nations Foundation. So that's fantastic. And you mob tuned into your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Bully Run. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Recurry. And coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation. Thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Too deadly.
R is to recognise the ignition of this nation. I to indigenise history's information. O is to overcome the obstaculisation. N is to nationalise this recognition in our nation. R is to recognise from the past the injustices. Recognising the cost of what they did to our ancestors. Recognising the pain that was felt and that was fought. Recognising the distance from putting change into thought. Recognising the sacrifice it takes to break a war. Recognizing the names of our elders up on the wall. Recognizing the fathers, how they passed down to their sons. Recognizing don't be the bullet, be the gun, son. I to indigenize information on the board. I to indigenize situations from afar. Oh, it's to overcome the obstacles of life. Overgliding like I was Greg Inglis in full flight. And it's to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Nationalize through education, reconciliation. Takes a generation to lead the nation. From the beginning, we're still here like the Southern Cross Constellation. It's to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha, to indigenize history's information. Oh, it's to overcome the obstaculization. And it's to nationalize this recognition in our nation. R is to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha, to indigenize history's information. Oh, it's to overcome the obstaculization. And it's to nationalize this recognition in our nation. R is to recognize we were sold when we were bought. Recognizing the history the children were never taught. I to indigenize the way that we teach. Indigenize the way that our kids perceive the streets. Indigenize to debate the facts with no lies. Indigenize the amount of our constitutional rights. Intruding on conversations about our culture when it's white. Intrudenize the intentions of turning day into night. I to identify there's no law for sniffing paint. I to identify institutionalized hate. Oh, it's to overcome a government that waits. Overcome the odds like you're a halo above the saint before it's too late. Remember, live before you take. Override the hate like you a blade deciding fate. And it's for knowing me and never giving up. It's like you're taking the very last sip from the very queen's cup. It's to recognize the ignition of this nation. I to indigenize history's information. Hope is to overcome the obstaculization. And it's to nationalize this recognition in our nation. It's to recognize the ignition of this nation. I to indigenize history's information. Hope is to overcome the obstaculization. And it's to nationalize this recognition in our nation. It's to recognize. I to indigenize. Oh, it's to overcome. And it's to nationalize. Oh, it's to recognize. I to indigenize. Oh, it's to overcome. And it's to nationalize.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumper Rip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go around the country thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, Meta and Screen Australia launched third year of First Nations creative program for Instagram. Screen Australia's First Nation Department and Instagram Australia have announced that the Instagram First Nation Creators Program is returning for a third year, with 2023 applications now open. So with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Sister Angela Bates, Screen Australia's Head of First Nations, on the line. And we have Angela. Good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor, and good morning to all your Deadly listeners out there.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
So my mob, I'm from originally from far west New South Wales, from Broken Hill and Wakanya. So my mob are Barkindji, Mullingupa, Wanyuwakul and Wattagawi. Mullingupa is sort of semi-arid desert region, Woodawindi National Park, and Barkindji is the language and the people of the Darling River. Beautiful. Or the Barker, as we prefer to call it.
Yes, lovely footprint. Thank you very much, my sister. So talking about Meta and Screen Australia launching third year of First Nations Creative Program for Instagram. So tell us about this platform, this space. Thanks to COVID-19, we're moving forward. Tell us about this deadly opportunity, and the applications are now open.
Yeah, so we're pretty much calling out to all the mob who are on social media to apply for this amazing opportunity. It's the First Nations Creators Program, an amazing initiative that we've partnered with Meta on to run for Instagram Australia. And, you know, it's in its third year running, as you mentioned earlier, and, you know, it's a chance for mob to learn how to create content, to make reels, to also how to monetize their content, and, you know, we look at things like how to, you know, creating your own, you know, brand, and, you know, lots of amazing different...
So the platform's already out there, Angela, and what we're talking about here is guiding, directing, urging, promoting, inspiring young people to use this platform, well, to get their voice out there, to get their stories out there, but also business entity as well.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know how, you know, if many people know this, I'm sure they do, but you can actually make money from creating reels and content. And so, you know, it's a great platform, I guess, to utilise in that regard. And I think for us to, because, you know, we, in our department, we invest in TV and screen. But, you know, for us, it was a natural thing for us to want to invest in growing mob in social media well.
Good. Fantastic. And so when you say applications are now open, are we talking male and females, all ages? Paint that picture, please.
Yes, male and females. I think you have to be over the age of 18.
Okay.
And the applications, as you mentioned, opened. They opened yesterday. And they close on the 10th of August. And, you know, we'll be able to advise participants of their of the outcome by Monday the 11th of September. And the workshop will be in Sydney at the amazing Funky Meta offices in Barangaroo.
Okay.
So participants will have to be available to be able to make themselves available, which, we'd fly them down and accommodate them. Look after them, and it'd be amazing to see as many applicants from Queensland as possible. We've had, some Torres Strait Islander participants in the past. I think when we did the pilot program, Kantesha Lakai from the Torres Strait, from Thursday Islands, was part of that. So, yeah, so please apply.
Lovely. And to apply, how do I apply? Webpage or what's the details?
Yeah, so it's the Screen Australia First Nations Department, so it's on our website.
Okay.
And it's pretty much, you know, www.screenaustralia.gov.au. Mm-hmm. The successful participants will receive around about $2,000 to, you know, make content.
Okay.
And they'll also receive, a phone camera. So the tools they'll be given a very basic kit.
Sure.
So tools to be able to create their content as well.
Talk about inspiration, that could fire up an individual and look at this as a career pathway and as a business vehicle as such, couldn't it?
Yeah, totally.
Today online, tomorrow the world, thanks to WWW.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic. So third year running, can you give us some stories, positive stories about past participants?
Yeah, so we've had in the first pilot program in 2021, which was actually done online because of COVID.
Yes.
Which isn't as
well, it's fitting, isn't it? Fitting. It's fitting anyway. That's the platform.
So Nayara, a lady called Nayara from Tasmania was part of our first pilot program, and she went on to successfully apply for the Screen Australia TikTok and NZ On Air Every Voice initiative. So now she's creating a show called Bad Locals, which is a 10-part travel series, documentary series. And her and her friend travel around Tasmania, going off on all these adventures from abseiling to bushwalking. So that was a pretty good outcome for Nayara.
Yeah.
And then Jarvis Love Day participated in our initiative last year in 2022, which was actually done in person, thank goodness. Now he's doing an attachment or an internship on Heartbreak High as a locations manager, which is really great to see that there's some sort of pathways to the TV and film industry.
Yes.
And lots of, with our creatives, there's lots of skills that are quite transferable. So, we want to get as many people into our sector as possible, and I think this is a very good start.
And looking at looking up and looking, to the future, you don't know where these stories can go. I mean, they could be Hollywood movies. From little things, big things grow.
And that's true.
Yes.
I mean, you look at some of our filmmakers now, Warwick Thornton's feature film New Boy just featured in screened at Cannes Film Festival. And we've had, quite a few films that we've funded over the years, like last year, that, made it into Toronto International Film Festival. So we really promote our industry, of course. We've got to, and there's a real demand. Like, people actually want to watch our content. So, so it's amazing. It's amazing that we're at that point now where we don't have to, beg.
Exactly, big. That's right. Thank you. That's right. We are here in the 21st century, and we are operating, of course. Thank you very much for sharing. This is great. So applications are now open. ScreenAustralia.com.au, is that right?
Yep. .gov.au.
Look,
if anyone has any questions, there'll be contact numbers on the website.
Good.
To contact. And the one thing I'd just like to say is, that I'm sure there'll be, people out there who think I won't get in, so I, why bother applying?
The iron in the fire.
Honestly, I think throw your hat in the ring because you never know.
Exactly.
We're looking at every, all backgrounds for First Nations. This is especially for our mob.
Yes.
But we'll look at all sorts of experience. So if you want to, if you're keen in this area, just throw your hat in the ring.
Exactly. Yep. Angela Bates, thank you, my sister. Keep doing what you're doing. Fantastic yarn and a great platform. All the best, and we'll yarn soon, sis. Stay warm.
Thank you. It's cold down here, so send some of that warmth down to Sydney.
Thank you. I'm texting you now. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adele Yande, Angela Bates, her name is, and South Australia. Excuse me. Screen Australia's head of First Nations, and look, promoting the applications are now open for Screen Australia's First Nation Department and Instagram Australia, who have announced that the Instagram First Nations Creator Program is returning for a third year. So put in an application. They'll fly you down to Sydney, set you up, and give you a little kit to tell your story or tell your yarn, or if you've got a story to talk about, if it's not about you, then about what's happening in your life or something that you want to visualize into reality, so to speak, you can use that platform and look, doors can open up and like never know, someone could pick it up and turn it into a movie. So there's the opportunity, creative thinking, creative program, hence what it's called, First Nation Creative Program. So do check it out. Have you saying Yana Strong, Yana with the Bull Run here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.